Chris, you're live on BBC Radio Sheffield. Just sum up your thoughts and feelings right now, not going to Wembley.
Well, obviously, we're gutted. We made a great start on Friday night, got our noses in front. You know, we were disappointed to concede after 5 minutes. But I genuinely thought once they scored, they went on the back foot. I think they actually scared themselves. As the game grew, I said to Unzi a couple of times, as the game grew, I thought with the players that we'd got on the pitch, I thought we might just sneak one. Did we create enough to win it on the day? Probably not. We huffed and we puffed. But the players we've got at the football club have given us everything, and I've just said to them there, do not underestimate what they've done this season to get us where we finished. There's been a lot of change at the football club. There's been a lot of players obviously coming in and going out, and the players that have come in have done fantastically well to get this club where they are. And today we gutted. I grabbed the young players together out on there on the pitch, and I told them to feel this today and to put it in the lockers, because unless you play for one of the top clubs in the country, unfortunately in football there's more disappointments than there is successes, and that's just the nature of the beast. But with the seniors we've got and with the young boys coming through, I think we've got a bright future. It's going to be hard work. Nobody ever gives you anything, at all. And what we'll have to do is we have to come back end of June, for pre-season and ready to mount another challenge. We had a fantastic response from the players this season, and I genuinely think everything that we've got this season we've had to work really hard for. Nobody gives us anything, and you don't expect that, but just at times, do you get a little bit of a rubber green left right now? I don't think we do, but that's not me whinging. People think, it's easy to say that. I don't think we get it, but I do think that whatever we've got this year and the points tally and where we've finished, I think we've worked damn hard to get there.
Does it come to the point, though, where upon reflection, and you've partly highlighted some of it there, that when it's come to stick and lift, there's just not been that X factor, that star moment, enough of a cutting edge in Sheffield United to see them over the finishing line?
It's an area we've looked at all season, trying to get something a little bit different up front, a little bit of pace, a goal scorer. But, I think every club strives for one of them. What we've got is we've got players that are willing to go out on that pitch and leave everything they've got out there. And I think anybody that's watched us this season, nobody will ever question the lad's effort. I just said to him in there, can we think a little bit more at times? Can we be cuter? Can we do things off the cuff? Can we just make things happen out of nowhere? I think we often puff today, but probably didn't create as much as we'd like. But it was always going to be that. I said to you the other night that these games are always tense, they're close, and that's how it's proved to be.
What's the plan now? There's a lot to be decided at this football club. When will everybody get together to thrash out a plan for pre-season and beyond?
Well, all the plans for pre-season are in place. Obviously we've had to put them in with regards to the players, so the players know that where they're at. Obviously the decisions that have to be made are obviously there's a managerial slot there. I've spoke with the chairman. He knows that I want the job. That could change, after today. But what I want to do is I want the privilege of being able to work with that group of players and carry on working for this football club. I feel, with the staff I've got and with the players, that we can come back next year and mount a challenge. I do want the job. I do want the job. But obviously, I've got to sit down with Kevin and obviously Dave Green, and we need to talk about that.
When you've had those discussions, and I appreciate probably they're only initially at this stage, what kind of feedback have you got?
We never particularly we spoke about it. Obviously, when I took the job as caretaker, and I told them that it was a fantastic opportunity for me. I'd do everything I could to try and get us promoted. First we had to secure the playoff place, and then try and get promoted. Obviously, that's not happened. But we always said all along that what we'd do is we'd get these important games out of the way. If it were a case of going to Wembley, getting promoted, then we always said that we'd sit down after and talk about it.
To get this club and get this team back to where it wants to be, and initially that's the Championship, of course, how big a rebuilding job on the team do you think is needed?
I just think we need probably two or three. I don't know. It depends. I mean, we're going into things now where, you know, things will change. You know, budgets will change again. Another season in League One. So obviously, players could be leaving the club. You know, and I think what we have to do is we have to try and keep as many players at the football club that are going to make us strong for next year. You know, and then what we do is we try and identify players to come in and fill them slots and put us in a position to challenge.
One of the brightest spots of the latter stage of the season has been the performance of some of the younger lads, perhaps particularly McFadden over the two legs here this weekend. Do they now have to become the focal point of the team rather than a maybe, as they were at the start of this year?
I think it's hard to say that they become a focal point of the team. You know, what they've all proved is they've all proved that they can handle it. You know, Joy inside, Elliot Whitehouse has come in. You know, we've got a great group. People forget, you know, George Long, Harry Maguire. I know they've, you know, George has come in October, you know, really cemented his in. That's Harry's second season, but all them lads are the same age. You know, Aaron Barry's been on the bench, Jordan Chappell's been on the bench. You know, and I think it's important that what we do is we mould a squad with experience, with youth. They've proved they can handle it, but to say that the youth are going to become, you know, the main focal point of a team is hard.
Just finally, there's obviously other things to address, perhaps for a later date, but your thoughts on the fans who are well backed again today and perhaps the season they've had this year?
No, the supporters are always excellent. You know, I signed for the club in 2003 and the supporters, you know, I used to come to Bramall Lane as a Barnsley player. You know, the support at Bramall Lane has always been, you know, top notch. And their supporters, you know, they'll be frustrated. They'll be on the way back up the motorway. They'll be frustrated as we will be sat on that team coach. You know, it's... But they'll stick with us. They'll stick with us. They know that they've got a proud football club. They know they've got a group of players and, you know, potentially a group of staff that hopefully will... you know, represent this football club properly, and we ask them to keep, you know, to keep coming, keep backing us, keep getting behind the lads, you know, because they're fantastic. You know, you see the other night, you know, and I genuinely think, you know, probably in the Championship as well, you know, will there be crowds as big as what we had at Bramall Lane? You know, they're good. So stick with us, stick with the football club, and what we'll do is we'll work damn hard again next year to try and get success.